This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
One advocate says the migrants sent to Washington, D.C. from Texas were tricked, something denied by officials in Texas. Dozens of migrants also arrived in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, as Republican governors send migrants to Democratic cities and states. The AP's Norman Hall.
The head of community services in Martha's Vineyard says the 48 mostly Venezuelan migrants flown in by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were given directions to her agency. And Elizabeth Folcarelli says the migrants were also misled.
They were told that they would have a job and they would have housing, and we had a program for them, basically.
Well-wishers dropped off donations and volunteers signed up to provide whatever help they could offer. Responding partners included a church. Governor DeSantis says the flights were part of an effort to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations.
A veteran New York judge will now begin reviewing the documents the FBI seized during the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Jennifer King.
On Thursday, U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon empowered Raymond Deary to serve as an independent arbiter in the investigation into classified government documents found at Mar-a-Lago in early August. She sent a November 30th deadline for his work. Deary is a former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of New York and a former chief judge of the federal court based in Brooklyn. Judge Cannon continues to block the Justice Department from using the roughly 100 documents with classified markings, saying she did not find it appropriate to accept the government's conclusions without further review by a neutral third party.
The Ukrainians say a mass burial site's been discovered in Ukraine in a forest retaken from Russian forces near the city of Izium. The wait is now 14 hours for those in line in London waiting to pay their respects at the site of Queen Elizabeth's coffin. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Shamas has more on that long line in London. Mourners waiting for hours to see Queen Elizabeth's coffin.
Thousands of people flooded onto the London streets, queuing in an orderly fashion to show respect to the Queen. Organisers had to stop new people from joining for 6 hours, as the line stretched 5 miles from Parliament to a park in South London. In the queue, Londoner Caroline Quilty said paying respects to the Queen was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I think it's a moment in history, and if I didn't come and celebrate it and see it and be part of it, I think I would really regret it.
Mourner Kim Taylor-Smith said the monarch played an important role in his life.
It's important for us to come and pay our tribute to the Queen. I mean, we've known the Queen all our life. You know, growing up with her, it's almost like having a grandmother.
King Charles will briefly stand vigil at his mother's coffin in the evening with his siblings, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew and Prince Edward. Karen Chamas, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.